Review and Herald. At Camp Meeting, Petaluma, California, June 13, 1902. Review and Herald, Battle Creek, Michigan. I am pained, deeply pained, to see the illustration in our church paper occupying one whole page, a heathen shrine, Egyptian musicians. Is the Lord glorified by any such strange pictures? Are heathen deities to appear as the first thing that speaks to the senses? What strange thing is this? Many have asked why Sister White's articles should be placed toward the back of the paper. I said, that does not trouble me. Well, they have made many remarks upon this, but if it pleases you who handle the paper, I am not troubled. I do object to these strange pictures that take the place of these articles. If the review had remained as it was, it would have served the cause of God just as well and better than it does in the appearance it now presents. What will appear next? See Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 to 10. Supposing that the commandments of God should be illustrated and placed upon the first page of Review and Herald, where they can speak to the people, such would be an appropriate illustration. Let such words as are of highest importance come first to the eye and teach the requirements of heaven. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 18, should appear in every paper published. Deuteronomy 6, verse 3 to 9, 20 to 25, 7, 5 to 11, 24 to 26, should also appear. I sincerely pray that the Lord will sharpen our spiritual senses, that we shall see and understand that all such illustrations in our papers had better be cut out. I wish that front page could be where it would never appear to bear its lesson and tell its idolatrous shrine story. Heathen shrines and priests and dignitaries have appeared in Oakland. They have been received, and great attention has been paid to them. How many will be converted to this kind of religion? How many will be charmed by the performances they shall behold? All these acted religious performances are for the purpose of converting the church to their religious rites. These chapters of Deuteronomy had better have a place in our papers. They mean so much to us. Chapter 8, the whole chapter, is a review. All these special things in Deuteronomy should be comprised in a small book and should be circulated everywhere, for there are but few outside those of our own faith who understand these things. I think if ever a people should bear in mind the words I have called to your attention, it should be Seventh-day Adventists. Group together the most important things and publish them in a little book. I was bidden to do this, and I shall do it very soon now. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 to 15. I do think we are in great danger and are going more and more after worldly ambitious display. Verses 17 to 22. Shall the world and the nominal churches convert the Seventh-day Adventists to their ideas? We say, no. Well then, let us act. The rehearsal Moses gave to the people before they entered the land of Canaan included chapter 11. I tell you there is danger of making altogether too little of what God saith. I am instructed by the Spirit of the Lord to collect these special important things and put them in a book and circulate it among our people. This I shall do now as soon as possible. I have no pleasure in any such things coming to our people in their church paper. All this is something strange. Will we read our Bibles, and will we search the Scriptures? In them ye think ye have eternal life. John 5, verse 39. If each reader would copy the example of Christ Jesus in spirit and in love and in humility, the Lord would greatly bless His people. The work of God is to be revived. The church is to stand forth, illustrating in the highest sense the law of God in its churches. The heathen religious shrines brought into San Francisco are some things that speak for themselves. Heathen deities are exhibited in worship, and many will be converted to heathen worship. The display is praised as grand. The Savior has instructed us that God's commandment-keeping people are a distinct people. Read carefully John 16, verse 1 to 15. The gospel wins its converts by the transforming effects that Christ describes thus. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. John 12, verse 32. Belief in Christ the Savior uplifted upon the cross makes one ready to sacrifice life itself. He has a new birth. He cannot live to himself anymore. He has not been created anew in Christ Jesus, merely for self-enjoyment. The sentence has gone forth from the cross. He who accepts of Jesus Christ by faith becomes a son of God. He is bought with a price, and is fitting himself to do the work of Christ. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. His faith places him on the side of Christ, a fitting agent to cooperate with him. The converted soul has been bought with a price which is above every earthly estimate. The Lord Jesus has bought him, and he cannot begin to yield himself to any other claimant, for he has pledged himself. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10, verse 27.